B-Pod Studios.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
This is messed up, man. An Ohio woman found dead in her home was likely killed by her own dogs, police said. Mary Matthews was found in her Ohio home on Friday. The cause of death has been determined to be a dog attack. Investigators found two large but thin Great Danes on an enclosed deck of the home, and blood was present throughout the house.
You don't usually hear about this with Great Danes.
No. Matthews' husband, Mark Matthews, found his wife unresponsive Friday, called authorities. He had been in county jail since Wednesday and returned home that day. There was no information on when the attack might have occurred. Mark said the family rescued the dogs about 2 years ago, but one had recently become vicious, biting his arm. He said, "I wanted to get rid of him, but she wouldn't. She loves animals." Authorities believe the dogs attacked the woman and she was able to put them outside before succumbing to her injuries. Police believe she may not have realized the severity of her injuries, and there was evidence that she had changed her clothing as well as attempted to clean up the blood with towels.
She was leaving for a Halloween party in her cat costume.
Police said the victim suffered from chronic alcoholism and took several prescription medications, which may have impacted her ability to respond to the situation appropriately. So
that's horrible.
Never heard of that. That's pretty wild, yeah. Some fishermen made a once-in-a-lifetime catch. Intent on some lobster, they instead hauled in a deer. A surprise, considering it was spotted in the water 5 miles away from shore.
The rare sea deer.
Sean Dowling, Jared Thaxter, and Ron Rendor were setting lobster traps off the coast of Harrington, Maine on Monday when they spotted a deer.
I am so freaking lost.
They couldn't believe the animal had made it so far from land.
Where the hell am I?
And Dora said, "I am sure that he had been going from island to island or shore to an island, and he couldn't see or got caught in the current. He was just kind of going with the flow."
Which way is Donegal?
He wasn't trying to fight it or swim with it. He was just kind of floating along. There's no way that he made it that far on one tide.
It was adorable pressing the footage of it. It's in the back of the boat, and the look on its face is like, what the F?
Yeah, he said they had to help. He said, "I told my guys we got to grab him." I said, "I didn't really figure it out. I just said, throw him in the boat, and we're going to take him to land." And they kind of looked at me like I had 10 heads, but they did it. Posted photos on Facebook, and he said, "Found this little guy 5 miles offshore today, drifting further away from land. They dropped him off at a beach, and he was good to go." So, saved him.
So about that, those deer hunters that found a whale in the woods, right?
What about that?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Imagine.
It's lost.
Scotland. There's disturbing footage out of Scotland that shows an idiot helping insert a large bottle rocket between a guy's butt cheeks.
Yeah.
And they light it up as his pals look on. So they light the fuse before the man leans over. When sparks begin to singe his top, the friend yells, "It's burned up your back.
It's scorching your ball sack."
But as the fuse reaches the charge and the device prepares to go off,
"I cannot put the fire out now. It's our national anthem."
The guy runs, yanks it out, and it hits the ground with just a second to spare. The firework then explodes in a flash of bright colors. Before the 25-second Twitter clip watched by more than 160,000 people ends. It's not known where the back garden video was filmed, but both men have Scottish accents. The mindless stunt was last night's condemned last night by safety campaigners and burn victims' relatives ahead of bonfire night celebrations, whatever that is.
But they did that on Jackass, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A couple times.
You see it happen all the time.
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
It's a go-to.
It's funnier with guys with Scottish accents.
I think so.
Yeah. It's burning the balls.
I brought it up. A man was stabbed to death over a chicken sandwich at Popeyes in Maryland.
I'm sorry, man. But that is a hell of a commercial.
The suspect remains on the loose. The man was stabbed on Monday. According to a preliminary investigation, an argument started inside the restaurant when one man cut in front of another man in line specifically designated for those ordering the wildly popular chicken sandwiches that returned to Popeyes restaurants on Sunday. It spilled outside where one man stabbed another. Responding officers found the victim in the parking lot suffering from stab wounds. He was taken to a hospital where he died less than an hour later. He was 28 years old. Police spent hours at the crime scene Monday night and are trying to identify the suspect.
28 years old, gets murdered for a chicken sandwich.
Two things. I got a sneak preview of the spicy chicken sandwich on Saturday.
Did you?
Yes.
How is it?
It's delicious.
Is it worth committing murder?
No.
Oh.
No. Nothing's worth that.
Yeah.
But it is good. It ranks just below the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken sandwich.
Oh, okay. So yeah. It's a competitor.
It's really
good. Hasn't taken the title.
Yeah. It's crispy. But I also saw yesterday footage of these two guys fighting at a drive-thru at a Popeye's Chicken. And this one dude just gets just obliterated. He's an idiot, and he punches this guy's truck, and that's like, oh, no.
He punched the truck?
He punched the truck, and the guy gets out. He's like, don't you ever touch my truck again! And then the guy who gets knocked out...
He went like this.
The guy who gets knocked out.
But don't punch truck.
The guy who gets knocked out, his wife comes running over to him. She goes, oh, Ned, now you did it again. You know, like.
Again?
She goes, when are you going to learn?
I got to see this.
Oh, it's great. When are you going to learn?
This is the driver's wife?
No, the dude who got punched.
Oh, my God.
The dude who, he punched the truck, then he got knocked out, and then his wife, just to add insult to injury, goes, it's your own fault.
You're such a moron. I told you we should have gone to Wendy's.
Oh, I can't believe he punched the
truck. Yeah, we need that audio.
Oh, yeah.
Quickly.
You did
yeah.
it again.
You did it again. He's so stupid when it comes to sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, and then, some guy with no shirt or shoes comes into the picture.
I got some bottle lockets.
Like, where did this guy come from? He was like a surfer or something.
All right, we
like Spicoli.
All right, God almighty. One last story. A bear that had been shot by a hunter fell out of a tree, bit the hunter, and then tumbled down a cliff with the hunter, according to North Carolina Wildlife Resource Commissioner Andrew Helton. Helton said the hunter rolled off a slight cliff with a 350-pound bear on Saturday.
Wow.
He said the hunter was with another man who had shot the bear while it was in the tree. The bear fell out of the tree and then began biting the hunter. The bear walked away after the two tumbled off the cliff. Officers found the bear dead on Sunday, and it was taken to a State Department of Agriculture lab for rabies testing.
Jesus.
The hunter was taken to a hospital in Asheville with several injuries.
Don't let me die without tasting a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
So a woman in California is recovering after being impaled in the leg by a large metal bar that fell off a big truck while traveling on the highway, and it shot through the car and impaled her.
Oh, my God.
Pretty wild. An unnamed victim was riding on Highway 99 in Sacramento when the metal bar fell off of the truck in front of them. The bar then bounced up, entered the right front of the Chevy, traveled through the engine compartment, and entered the passenger compartment of the Chevy and impaled the right leg of this woman.
Hell, if it had gone through her chest, it would have killed her.
It would have killed her.
So she was lucky.
The driver was able to pull off the road safely, called 911. First responders freed the woman from the car, and she was transported to the hospital where she was in stable condition. Officials said the truck did not stop after the metal bar fell off, and authorities are seeking any information in the case.
You had that other story, I think it was last week or the week before, where all those, was it bars or wood that came off the back of a truck?
It was a load of logs.
And the guy happened to be leaning over to get something that had fallen, otherwise he would have been dead.
Yep. A warrant was issued for a 36-year-old man wanted in connection with what police have described with, and I've never heard this term used before, a bootleg zoo.
A bootleg zoo?
Yes. It was discovered in Romulus, Minnesota.
A bootleg zoo. They make like bathtub elephants and stuff like that?
Maybe. Javon Ferraz Stacks is wanted by police after a felony warrant of animal cruelty, abandonment, and neglect and was issued to him last week. Stacks is accused of housing several different animals in the building. Among the animals found living in the store were 6 Flemish giant rabbits, 3 large iguanas, 2 kangaroos, a peacock, an Arctic fox, and a 16-foot, 200-pound reticulated python.
6 gerbils, 2 cats, a hamster, and a rabbit.
And more than 300 hedgehogs.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, police were tipped off to the bootleg zoo by a concerned citizen who also helped police locate the animals. But they managed to get them, and everybody's doing okay. The United Nations, listen to this, the United Nations Cultural Agency is under fire after it covered up the genitalia of several nude sculptures with underwear while on display for an exhibit.
Wow.
They put underwear on the statues.
Put some bloomers on those.
The sculptures created by French sculptor Stephen Simon were being displayed in Paris as part of a series called In Memory of Me, which was meant to be a commentary on the now worldwide societal norm of taking selfies. But officials decided that the selfie-taking classical-style figures' genitalia needed to be covered up during the European Heritage Days event for the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization.
Uh-huh.
Simon was offered, was offended, I'm sorry, by the move, telling CNN the addition of underwear, quote, humiliated him.
It is kind of stupid. What, is it just like regular, like, Hanes?
Yeah, there were, some of them were thongs, and yeah, it's like standard underwear.
Did they put a bra on the Venus de Milo?
No, not that I know of. And but it's akin to that. He said it was disgusting. He said, I felt ashamed, so deeply sad to see that all these years of work and research broken. For 2 days, visitors came to meet to ask me, but why did you do that? It was not my choice, he said.
I mean, isn't that, that's usually that's accepted that in the case of art,
you're going to have nudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but nope, they put underwear on them.
All right.
A Florida man who had multiple visits from law enforcement officials Friday after several complaints got into a brutal standoff for the third time around. The last time ended with Michael Kiefer wielding a foot-long sword and attacking a deputy who fired his gun in defense. This was after 4 beanbags and 3 tasers fired at him had proved ineffective. This guy was not
Holy
going
crap.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Standoff began when deputies made a third visit to his home.
Well, it's time for bullets.
Kiefer had either been drunk or high the first 2 visits. On the third visit, deputies learned that Kiefer had a knife, made threats to hurt someone over the phone. He saw deputies, took off running, but soon reemerged with a small hatchet. He took off running again. This time, sheriff's deputy trailed him as he ran into the back of the house. A dialogue between deputies and Kiefer went nowhere, so they called in the SWAT team. Yeah. They breached the door, and that sent Kiefer running into his bedroom. The SWAT team broke through the bedroom window. He was yelling, shoot me, but this time he had a sword instead of a hatchet. It was like Pulp Fiction. He kept coming back with a bigger weapon, you know?
Oh, my God.
They fired 4 beanbags at him. It appeared unfazed. He began running around the house, and then they hit him with the taser a few times. Eventually, he was running after one of the cops. They had to shoot him, and it killed him. But this guy was not going down. The deputy who shot Kiefer was placed on paid administrative leave, which is protocol.
What's the, there's the drug that sort of gives superhuman, is it, it's
like
not
bath salts.
Maybe PCP, yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe that was what he was using.
All right, and one last story we will end with this one. A Michigan woman was seeking a promotion but learned that she was named in a warrant for failing to return books to her local library. Mindy Jones' boss was doing a background check when he came across the misdemeanor warrant. 27-year-old Jones told the newspaper, this is kind of extreme for 2 library books.
I see you still have Curious George out.
Well, she had Where the Sidewalk Ends.
Really?
And the Night Trilogy. They were checked out in 2017. She returned them 6 months ago after she couldn't use the library printer because they were overdue. The warrant was issued 2 years ago. Jones said that she had learned about it Tuesday, and she faces up to 93 days in jail or a $500 fine.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Charlotte Community Library says people are notified about overdue books before fines are turned over to authorities. It was not clear if she had received the promotion or not. But, yeah, she had a warrant out for her arrest.
For library books.
Library books.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.